The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hello and welcome to the Two Robbies podcast, your destination for in-depth discussion and analysis of the Premier League, the Champions League and the Europa League. I'm Robbie Musto and he's Robbie Earle.
Yeah, Musto, I recently had the chance to interview Paul Pogba. We had a great conversation discussing why Manchester United are having such a successful season, his current state of mind right now with the club and his views on racism. It's also worth noting I interviewed Paul before Sunday's Manchester United-Liverpool match was postponed due to safety and security concerns after Old Trafford was breached by protesters. So you'll not hear anything about this event on the interview. Here's my conversation with Paul Pogba in its entirety just after this.
Do summer projects your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Paul, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. I know it's a busy time for you and Manchester United. Just to kick off, just in terms of Manchester United sitting second in the table and going really well, how would you assess the season so far? It's probably been one of the best seasons, maybe the best squad since Alex Ferguson was there.
Yeah, like you say, we've been doing very well this year. We're second. We're still on the Europa League. But we want to end up really well and pleased with ourselves. We just want to win something to achieve our goal is to win the Europa League. And it was also to win the Premier League. But we're very close this year, so can see some improvements, so that's a good thing.
You've got a huge match this weekend against Liverpool, one of your big rivals. How do you prepare for a team against Liverpool? And is there a sense that they're not quite the team they were last season? Does that give you more hope?
No, really, we don't look at them. We just look at ourselves. We know where they are in the table. We see the result and everything, but we just have to think about us. And now we're second. You know, we're ahead of them, and we want to keep winning. We want to stay close to Man City, and that's it. So, you know, it's an important game. Like every weekend here in Premier League, and we're going to take it as it comes and as every weekend and every team in the Premier League.
You've been back at Man United now for nearly 5 years. Where have you seen the growth? Where have you seen the improvements in the team over the years you've been back now?
I will see some improvement, I'll say. You know, it's like, you've always been good. For me, we always had a good team. The first year we won trophies, and unfortunately the year after we arrived second, also, but we didn't win any trophies. So we always had a good team, a good squad for me. And we missed maybe a little bit of, the trophy and some good result at the good time, probably. That, we see some improvement on players. You know, when also Bruno arrived, he bring a big energy into the squad. But the only things that I can say we improve and we got better is to get the trophy. So if you can get the trophy, obviously it's gonna be a big improvement since I arrived.
You're such a big name player around the world. You've had your ups and downs with injuries, maybe your ups and downs with form. Right now, you're Lucas, focused and as comfortable in this United team as you've been. What's your mentality at the moment? How are you feeling about Paul Pogba being in Manchester United?
I feel great, as always. That will never change. Like you say, there's always... Life is about up and down, but it's also about never give up. So we never give up. I've been having injuries. Just came back. You know, you try to come back at your best. I know it's not easy also to get injured and come back and perform well. So we're just trying to do that. I know I have a good team working with me. The staff, the players always they always help me to come back and to be at my best, and that just carry on. Still the same thing now. We're just pushing to get better, to improve ourselves, to improve the team, and that's it.
We have a huge American audience, many who are Manchester United fans, and there's always lots of debate about where Paul Pogba's best position. We see you sometimes playing as one of the holding two. We've seen you playing from the left. We've seen you playing sometimes central, where Bruno plays. I mean, where do you prefer to play, and what's your conversations with Ollie?
Well, sometimes you say, oh, I can play everywhere. I can play on the left, on the right. For me, really, is to be on the pitch. I know I can help the team different ways when I'm in a holding midfielder, or when I'm as a 10, or on the left or on the right. I just want to be on the pitch and I just want to play, you know. I just want to enjoy having the ball, getting the box, defending, just do a little bit of everything. And yeah, that's what Ollie tells me, is just to come on. He give me the instruction that I need to know, and I just go on the pitch and I do that, you know, for my team. Mm.
You seem to have got a great relationship with Bruno Fernandes, two key players in that midfield area. Just tell us about what it's like playing with him. And there is some rumours that you two communicate in Italian from maybe days in Juventus.
Yeah, I have a very good relationship with Bruno. Always had. He's a very good guy. It's a winner. I like the mentality also, you know. And it's true that we speak in Italian. We started like this. When you arrived, we start speaking Italian, and we just carry on speaking Italian, because when you start speaking, he was at Udinese and I was at Juventus, and we start speaking Italian, so we just carry on doing that. And like I always said, yeah, Bruno, it was a big impact for us in the team. He brings us this energy, this passing, this finishing, you know. We really like that. We really need it. We needed that also. And me and him on the pitch, we had good understanding also. For his passing, me, my running, or vice versa. And yeah, we get on very well.
You've got a big game against Liverpool we talked about, and it's been a difficult year for the fans with the pandemic. Just talk to us about how much Manchester United has missed having the fans in stadium supporting you on what's been a really good season so far?
Yeah, to be honest, me personally, I really, like, everyone, really, we really miss them. We can see the impact they have in football in general or in sport. The love that they can bring to the stadium, the atmosphere and everything, the energy, players need it, you know. It's not that we feel a bit empty, but, you know, we miss this energy, this shout and the crowd just being behind us and pushing us, you know, in difficult moments, because we need that, you know, and we really miss them. We really hope that they can be very soon in the stadium to feel this energy again and to support their team.
Just in terms of, I just want to change the subject a little bit in terms of the racial issues we've seen around football recently. I mean, back in the day, 20 years ago, when I was in the Premier League, we were fighting against racism. How do you feel that fight is going, and how important is it that players like yourself with such huge profiles are able to influence some of those conversations?
When there's a fight, there's a winner, I guess, you know, in racing. When you fight, you fight and you need to win something. We've been fighting for so long, and making some impact at the start, but it looks like, and after it disappear, the fight doesn't carry on, doesn't go on. And that's something that I don't understand. Because when we want really to stop something, like we did in Super League, I'll give you an example, they stop it straight away. And we can do that also for racism. The energy, everyone being together against the Super League, I want to see the same energy to stop racism in the sport, in life, in everywhere, you know. So it's something that we're still fighting on, and I really hope we're gonna win this battle, meaning not white, not black, but win all together to stop racism. We need to stop this because we don't want to see that. We don't need that. We don't need that in life, and we don't need that in sport.
Well said, thank you. Just in terms of moving towards the end of the season, obviously you've got Europa League, you're trying to finish second, and you've got the Euros coming up. I mean, how are you feeling about your chances of maybe winning the Europa League and the Euros with France, or do you not think about international football at this point?
Oh, you know, when we're playing to win something, so we focus on the Europa League, then after national team will come up after, hopefully. For me, we don't get injured, we don't get anything bad coming. And, yeah, that's the goals. You know, you want to win every time. Like I say, fight is to win. You want to win something, you know. Because when you do something, we play. It's not to lose, it's just to go and get a trophy.
You talk about winning finally. I mean, Manchester United every year used to want to win the title. It's probably not going to happen this season. Do you see all the right signs for United to be making more of a challenge maybe next season?
Yeah, we're getting closer and closer, you know. We see that we were struggling a little bit. We know that. But we don't have to look back. We have to look forward. And what's forward is now we're second. Now we get closer to City, where they were before, to be honest, way ahead of us. And now we show them we compete. We show that we're here, and we have a team to do it, to go and win the title. And it's just few details. We can do it, for sure. Liverpool did it, City did it, and we're there. We have to show as well that we can make it, and that's the next goal for us.
Thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate you. You're busy and you've got some interviews. But good luck for the rest of the season.
Hope Thank you so much.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. then clear debris with the 40-volt jet fan leaf blower. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
All right, my friend. Really interesting interview. I mean, isn't it great that we get to speak to some of the stars of some of these players? And Paul Pogba, of course, is a huge star of the game. But I want to know the little bits, mate. What was he like off the camera and around the interview? Was he into it? Was he staring out the window? Do you feel that he's genuine in terms of what he wants for his career at Manchester United?
Fascinating, Rob, because we all have an opinion on Paul Pogba. He plays for Manchester United. He's always trending on Twitter, whether it's how he's played, what his hairstyle, what he's wearing, what dance moves he's got. I mean, he's full on media. I think the takeaway I got from him, Rob, which was really interesting and really encouraging, I think, if you're a Manchester United fan, he looked particularly focused on his football. Want to talk about the club. I touched on him a bit about France in the Euros. He was pretty much all about Manchester United. He looked happy, content in himself. That you know, I'm not always seeing that with him, the body language. And the biggest thing I think I took, Rob, was his drive for winning things, for getting back to winning things. He talked about titles and winning and why he's come to the club, and he's been at the club a while, and what he saw at other teams, and, you know, playing with Bruno Fernandes. It was in all of his answers, in all of his body language, like he's settled, he's focused, and he wants to win something at Manchester United.
Anything within this moment you spent with him, this few minutes, anything change your opinion about anything about him from his attitude, from his demeanor to his happiness? Were you all in on what you felt from him?
Do you know what I get the sense? And you talk to someone for 10 or 15 minutes, you know what it's like when we do these interviews and you have a couple of minutes before it goes live and you say, Apple. Do you know what I got, Rob, was a good teammate. He looked to me like he could, in the dressing room, he's a good teammate. He talks about the young players.
A lot of people's impression, Rob, that maybe selfish and only turns up and plays when it suits him. So that's an interesting take on it.
Really interesting take. And it's fascinating talking to him. He's got deep views on a lot of things in football. Talked about his role in his fight against racism. And as fascinating as you see him on the pitch, as fascinating the interview was. So definitely make sure you see that one. We'll be back on Thursday after all the action from the European semi-finals. But for now, I'm Earl. He's Musto, together with his two Robbies. Thanks for watching and listening. Be safe. Be healthy. It's a good night from me.
And it's a good night from him. Good night.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear debris with the 40-volt jet fan leaf blower. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.